Gearing up for the big game? We are too. Join us on the Moth Podcast for a special episode dedicated to hilarious true stories about football, family, and growing up.
I loved Franco Harris so much that in 1975, I invited him to my bar mitzvah. And he was so cool that he actually sent me a telegram.
Each week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, and above all, true. Find the Moth Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for Little Victories with Ali and DZ.
So we always start the show with a positive spin on the day.
Weber.
And I got to tell you, DZ, my little victory is honestly a big victory because it involves my health. And yesterday I was cleared to work out again after my most recent skin removal, my butt lift.
Hey, say swear.
Woo!
Say swear.
Wait, what?
Say swear.
Why?
Because. Say swear.
I swear.
No, you just got to be like swear.
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 Oh, swear.
Swear.
Oh! Swear. Don't make me snort. It's too early.
No, that's really cool, yo.
Yeah, no, I'm excited. I got cleared to work out. He said, just take it easy. So my little victory is I can work out again, which is very imperative to my mental health.
Mm.
It's more for my mental health than my physical at this point.
It's a double up, but it's crazy how the two combine, ain't
it? It's very important.
I like that, man. Yeah. Big ups to you. Little big victory.
Very exciting. And the doctor is coming on the show next month in February to talk about everything and answer all our questions.
We're going to get Dr. Korkos and Dr. Hassassian, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Those two.
I'm saying, let's go.
You named the two that are coming.
Let's go.
Because there's
Bang.
Six, but you named the two that are coming.
I just knew.
You knew.
All right.
What's your little victory?
My little victory is that I just knew. Somehow, some way, even though there's a bunch of them, I just knew
that's
which two.
That's
not little. That's
psychic abilities.
Big brain activity, third eye open.
Well, Little Victories brought to you by the Amato Automotive Group, home of warranty forever. Shout out, we got a sponsor for Little Victories. Ayo!
Third eye open, and the wheels is going too, baby. Let's go. Skr, skr!
Morning.
Buenos dias.
Buenos dias, 103.7 KISS FM, Ali and DZ. We're back on January 28th, the longest month of the year. Now that we're in the last week of January, I agree.
You feel it?
It's finally long because it's not going to be February till Saturday. It's like, just this week is ridiculously
long. Now we're just
long.
Counting the days through it?
Come on.
I hear you, though.
31 days, enough already with these 31-day months.
We're making it through, though, little by little, baby.
Well, and we're making it better for you by giving you lots of good stuff, like Disney on Ice tickets after Am I the Jerk this morning at 7:45.
Easy one.
Absolutely. And up on our website, so much stuff to win. Like, we're giving away a $240 gift card because it's almost Valentine's Day.
It is. Or Galentine's Day, if that's what you prefer.
Thank you. 41 Floral, our girl, we had her. She's a local business. We had her on the air for Women's Small Business Month. She's giving away a gift card. So you can get started on that little bouquet you want to get. Or big bouquet, should I say.
Little bouquet for your little boo thing. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? No, shout out Michael. She's dope. Yeah. 41 Floral. Yeah, really cool.
That's
really
at 1037kissfm.com. And there's lots more to win on our website. So go check it out.
Did you already say $5,000?
Oh, yeah. That's for listening on the Odyssey app.
Ooh, $5,000?
Every day, somebody gets $5,000 if they listen for 60 minutes. And you can break it up 20 here, 20 there, or 60 straight. I don't care.
You could do five at a time, bro, if that's what you really feel
Fine.
Like, or if that's all you could do. Do you.
If you're so busy and so cool with your busy life.
Right. Like, I mean, what are you doing? Collected 5 minutes throughout a day will get you there, though, as long as it adds up to an hour.
Gosh, look at us giving away all this stuff.
So many things. I lost count.
We're so nice.
We're so gracious.
Are you ready for the question of the day?
I think so.
You inspired it this morning already with something you said.
Then I'm definitely not.
No, stop it. Let's go. Question of the day.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Ali and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
I don't know if you know this, DZ, but at the beginning of the show, you inspired the question of the day when you told me that your ear hurt.
Oh,
maybe you didn't say that on the air, but you said it off the air.
Yeah, my ear's been hurting
your
a little
ear
bit.
Was bugging you, and so it inspired my question, which is, would you rather have a third ear or a third eye? Now, hear me out, everyone. I know it sounds like the same.
Didn't I also say something about a third eye?
Maybe that's what inspired it. Thank you. Maybe it was the third eye you said.
Because I said third eye open.
Lots of ear eye stuff happening.
A lot of ear and eye stuff. I might need to go see an ENT still.
But that's another story for another day.
Another time. Yeah.
That's another story.
Different question.
So the question is, would you rather have a third ear or a third eye? And what? And I feel like they're both similar because it's either you're going to see too much or you're going to hear too much. Yes, in my opinion. I'm being as literal. I know a third eye can be intuitive.
Yeah, like more of the...
We're not talking intuitive. I'm talking a literal. Do you want to see more or do you want to hear more?
Huh. Oh. Oh, I guess I'm following because I'm like, well, keeping your third eye open is like, you know, being more perceptive, being mm-hmm. more, you know, transient in the world and understanding and seeing.
We don't really hear about a third ear. That's why I'm saying.
I was about to ask, what the heck is a third ear, dog?
We have to be literal when we say a third eye and a third ear. Like, would you rather, I'll just say this, would you rather see more or hear more?
Or hear more.
And I don't know because they both would stink, if you want me to be honest.
I guess, yeah. Both catch 22 to some degree.
There's conversations people have about me I don't need to know.
Because imagine like an eagle. You know, I got eyes like a hawk. Some people say I got ears like a hawk. Mm-hmm. Hawks are terrible hearers. They can't hear for squat, bruh. Mm. So when people say they got ears like a hawk, I've said I got ears like a hawk. Mm. I got really good hearing.
Yeah.
I got terrible vision.
You have crazy good hearing. It freaks me out sometimes when you can hear frequencies like through the station. If I have something plugged in and you go, what's that sound? This is a true story, guys. Listen to this about DZ. Hold on while I talk about you for a minute.
Time out.
I'm going to talk about DZ. DZ has this thing in the studio, and I've told people this, where if I have like a frequency plugged in, you go, what is that? And I go, what are you talking about? And it turns out that it's something I have plugged in. I go, how did you hear that? You
can
hear
ears.
You have dog ears.
Basically.
It's insane.
Hawk ears.
Didn't you say you feel like you've heard conversations you shouldn't have heard in your life 100%. Because of your hearing?
100%. No, I've heard conversations in my household growing up that my parents were talking.
How far away do I have to go where you're not going to hear me?
Another state. Hop on a flight. I don't know what to tell you. I've heard things that I had no business hearing in public, in private, just out and about. Man, I've responded to people. Another example, just gassing myself up here, being at Bucks games inside of Fiserv Forum, right? We got rehearsals.
Yeah.
I haven't had my earpieces in, my in-ears, so that production can talk to me, and they've been talking to me. Mm. I've been so far away, but still hearing, and then I'm like, oh, by the way, I still got to put my ears in. Hold on. And they're like, wait. How did you hear me?
They can't believe you heard them without your earpiece in.
Because they're whispering, talking to me like they're talking into a microphone into my ear. And I'm responding to them out loud because I'm hearing them out loud clear as day.
That's insane.
I'm a quarter block away across the court.
That's insane.
Weird.
When you text in, you better sign your name so I know who you are. That's Mama Allie talking to you right now. Somebody said, third eye easily. I have a tendency to upset people, so I'd rather not I'd rather not know what everyone's saying about me.
But you could watch some from a mile away and be okay.
I think that's where I'm at, too. Kristen and Delavan texted in and said, I don't want either. I have two of each already, and I don't want to be involved. Having three ears or eyes, no thank you. Kristen, you have to pick one. That's the question of the day.
My vision already sucks, right?
Come on, so, Kristen.
Like a third eye would be helpful, but I feel like my third eye is already kind of open.
Mm-hmm. Emily in Menominee Falls said, okay, but when people are talking quietly, I feel like my ears get so much more in tuned and hear better.
Yep.
Oh, really?
Yeah, definitely.
Do you?
100%.
I don't even know how to whisper, let me tell you. And then Jeremiah from Waukesha texted in and said, a third ear, only if it allowed me to understand every single language spoken in the world.
Yeah, I don't know what I'd want, G. I don't know what I'd want. I really got to think about this.
Screw it. Let's go to the phones and see what the first person says get. Come on.
You talking about third somethings, bro. What's your third intuition? We're picking lines.
Hit the third line.
Hello. Good morning.
Kiss FM. Who's this?
Hello. Oh. It's Kelly.
Look at you on the third line this morning.
Good morning. Good
morning, Kelly.
Hey, Kelly. All right. So the question of the day is, would you rather have a third ear or a third eye? But it's literal. It's not like intuitive.
No intuition.
I would say a third ear. I would like to hear what people are saying about me.
No, you don't. Do you really?
Yeah, this is her answer.
So I know who to stay away from.
Fair.
Got it.
Just stick with me. I'll tell you.
All right.
Well, I'm your
third ear.
If you've got a third eye, you might see unnecessary stuff, but you can misconstrue it and see it the wrong way.
Same thing with hearing, though.
Oh, yeah, I guess one time
my sister was venting about me, and we got in a big fight, and she was like, I was just venting. I was like, you were being shady.
You were talking behind my back.
But you might jump to conclusions if you hear people when they're just venting, right?
See, I thought I had it figured out. Then you bring me back. I still don't know.
I don't know. know either. Oh, no.
Kelly knows, though.
Ryan's wife, Ryan in Calabama, she texted it.
What did Ashley say?
I'll give my husband a 30 or so he can hear me better. Girl, he can hear you. He's ignoring you.
Chill out.
The married man trying to be like, what? I didn't hear you. Huh? Huh?
Somehow my hearing does get bad when I got a task to do. It's crazy.
All right, Kelly. Well, thanks for calling. We'll talk to you later.
Yeah, have a great day.
Bye.
You too. All right, the texts are coming in and the calls, and we're going to talk to you guys next.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with the question of the day.
All right, so the question of the day is, would you rather have a third eye or a third ear? And that's a literal, not like intuitive, because a third eye can be intuitive. I'm talking, would you rather hear more or see more? I don't even know if I answered, because I don't want either.
I'm not even sure, because I don't know if I'd rather have better vision or better hearing.
I think I'd rather see more, honestly. Yeah. I get older and I lose it. You see me all the time with my big glasses. I'm like, I'd rather see more.
I only see you when I got my glasses, because I've been blind since I was seven.
Well,
so
I know how abrasive my personality is, so I don't really care what you say about me, honestly. Let's be real. DZ, do you think I care what people are saying?
We know you don't care.
So I don't need to hear what you say. Have your conversations.
Bye.
Flattered. Thank
Bye.
You. Talk more about me, baby.
Okay.
All right, so I'm going with the eyes.
All right.
Let's go to the phones. Amber is in Milwaukee this morning. Hi, Amber. Good morning.
Morning.
Jinx.
Good morning.
All right.
So I have to agree with DZ because my eyes are shut, too. I have, like, had glasses since I was 7 years old, too.
Yep, see? Gang,
but
gang.
But I have two reasons.
Okay.
One, me and my husband have 4 kids under 8 years old.
Little.
So if I had a third ear, I could hear our 5-year-old little ninja, and every time she does something.
Little ninja.
And
sneaky.
The second reason is because you always have somebody around you that talks smack about you.
Mm.
And if you could tell them they talk smack about you, then you know who to avoid.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but people are always going to talk smack. And if they don't, they're not being genuine. If you don't, you know, it's like having no conflict with people ever. It's not real.
It's not real.
You know, it's like one of those things where you're like, hold on.
But is it smack only if you don't say it to the person's face if you're willing to? Because it's something if you're willing to say it to the person's face, it's not smack.
Nah, fair.
The question is if they're talking smack to your boss about you.
Oh, we've got the trigger with Amber. We got the trigger now.
Amber said, so what I actually mean is I'm talking to you, Jessica.
In HR.
There's always a Karen. There's always a Jessica that you work with. I'm just saying.
Mm-hmm. I feel that. No, I feel that, sure. Amber. You on one. You're funny.
All right, Amber. Well,
but mainly the ninja.
Mainly the 5-year-old.
I want to catch that 5-year-old.
Hey, listen. Don't we all, bro? They are sneaky.
Good luck.
Have a good day. Go check on them now.
Yeah, bye.
Yeah, have a good night.
Bye.
She said nice.
She don't even know what's going on.
Maybe she's a third shifter. You never know.
Touche.
Alex texted in and said, if you had an extra eye, if you have the chance of two eyes having bad sight, what are the chances of having bad vision on the third eye?
Oh, could you imagine?
Alex, that's funny, actually.
Alex really big brain, because he's thinking, what if you get that third eye and it's worse? Or she.
Yeah.
And that third eye is worse than the last two. I'd be mad.
You know what? Nope, they didn't sign their name, but I know this is Tony and Racine because he's nasty like that. I see my third eye all the time when I go to Sybaris. Tony, get out of here. I know it's you, Tony.
Tony, do not call or text us for the rest of the day. You are banned.
And now, also, we're stuck in the middle of the love match between Ryan from Calabama and his wife, because he texted in, I'd rather have the third eye to see my beautiful wife more.
Aw, look at him trying to make it up. Yeah, full circle, my man. We're making a love connection this morning.
All right, let's go to Audrey, our girl in Racine, aka Retroit.
Oh, there it is.
Got her own theme song. Hey.
Good morning.
Morning, morning.
All right, Audrey, you're going to do a third eye. You want to hear more or see more is what we need to know, basically.
Exactly. I want the third eye, but I want to be able to move the eye.
Wait a second. What do you mean?
To the back or the front or what?
Right.
Yeah, I want it in the back. of my head because, you know, like, you never know.
Wait.
If somebody tries to swing on you, at least you know it's coming.
Retroy, I hear where you're coming from. Yeah, no, it's to keep your head on the swivel mentality. I was going to laugh at first, but now you just smart. No, you're smart. Yep. Yep. I want to change my answer.
So basically, Audrey wants to know so she can fight people.
Yep.
Great.
Yep. That's why I want to change my
answer.
I
don't want to be. You're not going to get the jump on me.
I don't want to fight. I just don't want to get sneaked.
I don't even want to fight you, Audrey. I mean, come on.
No, I agree. I'm with Audrey now.
Nice.
You got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do? On Kiss FM.
Oh, today is about you and my nephew, is it?
I better not make it worse.
Oh, no. My perfect little Sammy.
Well, yeah, I mean, yeah, but it's
a 3-year-old.
It involves him, but it really doesn't at the same time because it's nothing he did. It's what we're getting ready to do.
Oh, go on. I say this like I don't know.
He's turning 4 soon.
Oh, in July.
Which means 4K. We're thinking, no, yes, we're here.
No.
It's school time. Yep.
This is really freaking me out.
He's
you
here.
And my
you.
You're right. Fine.
He's freaking you out.
I can't believe he's gonna go to 4K already.
We got a 3-nager already, so it only makes sense that he's going to high school next year, right?
Fair enough.
But we're looking at schools.
Yeah.
We've been invested in this. You know, we've toured. You know, the actual tour so far. Checked out a few others, and we want to go see another one today, right? We're gonna go see another one today, but at the same time, I'm the one going to see him, not my wife.
The teacher.
My wife's the teacher.
Mm-hmm. She's the 3rd grade teacher.
I'm the radio guy. I'm the Bucks guy. I'm not the teacher.
Stop it. You're smart, though.
Yeah, no, but as a parent, you know it's important. And obviously, my wife and I have talked about what's important to us as far as education. Mm-hmm. If it could be a Spanish-speaking school or at least a
bilingual
school that has a Spanish program to some degree, great.
Because he speaks more Spanish than English sometimes, right?
He does, but we want that to continue.
Yeah.
And we know how the educational system works, that once you're in a system that's only in English, you're only going to speak in English and your brain is going to English.
Well, I see as someone, you grew up as speaking 2 languages.
Right.
I didn't. So explain this to me. So you're saying if you go in, you won't retain some of the Spanish if you're not speaking it?
It's a lot harder if you don't have a strong backbone at home.
Got it.
And I'm not saying we have a very strong backbone at home.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Yeah.
But it's an increasing challenge. It's something I saw with my little sister, that when she got into the school system, she was strictly English, whereas I, in ESL, had a different educational upbringing.
Mm-hmm.
I was more locked into my Spanish by the time I got into school.
ESL
I retained
it, is
English as a second language.
Got it. Okay. Because trust me, there's people
that don't know.
That, and that's okay.
I was an English as a second language kid for a very short period of time in my school education.
Mm-hmm.
After they realized, okay, this kid knows English, boom, they moved me on. My little sister was never ESL.
Mm-hmm.
She was always English speaking.
Does your sister speak as much Spanish as you, though?
I'd say not.
Really? And even though your parents... Didn't you speak Spanish at home, or don't you?
We did. We did. But even me and my little sister, from our experience, was communicating in primarily English.
Mm.
Now, is that partly my fault? I'm sure it is.
Interesting.
But,
I don't know if I knew that about your sister. Okay, go
she,
on.
I would say she speaks more English. She is more Americanized than I am.
Yes. But you know... people don't even know you speak Spanish, though, sometimes.
Because my accent.
Yeah.
Entonces, pues me oyes hablar en español y pues se pierde. Then you go, wait, is that the same
Slow
guy?
Down.
Then I said, and then you hear me speak Spanish and everything's lost.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So the question, I guess, and what should DZ do is
when
I go tour this school later today, what questions should I ask? Would you ask? What things should I look out for? What would you look out for?
Mm-hmm.
And what should I expect?
Mm-hmm.
Right? We're looking to send our first child, our firstborn, Samuel, Sammy, young samurai. He's going to school.
Escuela. Did I get that right?
A la escuela. Muy bien. Muy bien. Muy bien, Alison.
Thank you.
Gracias. Come on.
I don't know. My brain stopped working. I don't know.
You got too excited. You were like, I did it.
I said one word.
But no, that's the question. That's what I'm wondering. What should I do? What should I look out for?
Mm-hmm.
You know, what should be my questions for the administration? What should be my questions for any teachers I might get to talk to?
Well, and then here's my question for you. I would assume you only have a limited amount of choices if you're going to be doing a school that he's going to be able to speak Spanish at, right? Bilingual,
fair,
right?
Right, but it isn't, let's not call it a deal breaker, because if we can't get into a Spanish-speaking school, we're still sending them to school.
Yeah.
That's not an option.
You'll be fine.
Right. right? We'll be fine.
We would prefer.
Would prefer a Spanish speaking school. So if that's already on the table for us, y'all don't got to worry about thinking about anything for that. I got that covered.
Listen to what Brittany in Milwaukee texted in. She said, I went to French immersion and learned all classes in French. Didn't have any English in school until first or second grade. Interesting.
I'd even love a different style of language. If you got French, if you got Japanese, if I could teach my child another language on top of that, that'd be even cooler. So if you even got something else and you think I should send them to French immersion, let me know.
The thing is being bilingual or speaking multiple languages gives you more opportunities in life.
That part.
Hold on. I want to go off about this. From the Nicolet Law Studios, this is WXSS and HD1 Wauwatosa, Milwaukee. Even when I was in college, I knew that. Like, oh my gosh, my opportunities being in marketing, let's say. Mm-hmm. If I can speak, I have one of my best friends worked PR for an airline. And do you know why he got that job? Because he could speak English and Spanish.
Crazy.
And he could go to different countries and do different things and work for the airline. And he got that job because of that. So it is important if you can help your kid learn more than one language.
My first job out of college was a bilingual job. Mm-hmm. And you better believe it had a pay differential because of that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? It was already a lucrative job as it was. Mm-hmm. And then they said, oh, you speak Espanol. Uy, lo hablas muy bien. And you speak it very well. Ah, say less, big dog.
So there is something to that. People are texting in some ideas for you, but I also want to go to the phones next. So why don't we do that? 414-533-1037, and we'll talk to you guys next.
You got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do? On Kiss FM.
Okay, so DZ, you're getting ready to start touring schools for your baby, Sammy.
We have been touring schools. We got to get ready to make a choice. We're running out of time to pick. It's go time. Like, we got to know now, tomorrow.
Okay, well, people are calling. They want to give suggestions. I even see someone texted in and they said, think about the student-to-teacher ratio. That was one of their pieces of advice.
That's very valid.
I thought that was good.
Oh, if it's like a 25-1 or is it a 35-1, that actually 10 kids makes a difference.
It makes a difference.
Think about it.
Trust me. So let's go to the phones and we'll go from there. Should we put Tony last?
Was this seriously him? It's seriously Tony?
It's seriously
Tony. No, let's get him out the way, man.
All right, fine. He says he has advice.
Yeah, for real.
Tony, what do you want?
What, Tony? What? Get to it, Tony. What? No, jokes. No. Familia,
sometimes
what up?
Tony has good advice.
I ain't gonna lie. It's been better.
Sometimes.
It's been better more recently. Sure. Tony, live up to the expectation.
I mean, we all know I don't have kids yet. But
thank God.
So I'm thinking in advance. Oh, thank God.
Thinking in advance, thinking of your own, what would you be looking out for, man?
So, but I'm always asking these questions, too, because I want to be ready.
Fair.
So one of the questions that I always circle back to is, I want to know how a classroom or a school as an individual will discipline my child or corrective responses of what they did wrong. Because the negative side of things impact a smaller child harder. Mm-hmm.
Sure. That is true. How are you going to handle my child's bad behavior? And I'm not going to lie to y'all. He might act out after he gets comfortable. He's going to be a perfect little angel when he's first there. But then he's going to start feeling like home, and them shoes might come off.
Yeah,
them dogs might bark.
You know Auntie Allie lets him back like that at her house. I don't mind.
Yeah, exactly. Because we got people in his life that support this behavior. Crazy Titi Allie. Crazy Titi Angie. Crazy all the other Titis, too.
He's so perfect. Okay, so anyway. All right, so you're saying, how do they discipline? That's fair. That's a good question.
I want to know how they're going to correct my wrong. Doing.
And how soon am I going to be like letting know? Because is this something that I need to handle? Let me know right away. Ooh, Tony, you onto something. Okay.
All right. Okay. All right. Sounds good. Tony,
see?
I take back what I said. You gave good advice.
Nah, points for you today.
Have a good day. Goodbye.
Right. Thanks, guys. You too.
Later, man. Peace.
All right. Let's go to Eva in Waukesha this morning. So, Eva, we're talking about advice for DZ when he starts touring schools for Sammy because they'd like him to be in a bilingual school, speak Spanish.
Well-rounded, right? Like any parent would. We want our child to be in a safe environment, obviously. Mm-hmm. But, what do you say?
What do you think?
Definitely. Good morning, Allie and DZ.
Hi.
Hey. So I am over in the Waukesha School District.
Got it.
And I just wanted to give a little shout-out for Head Start Waukesha.
Cool.
So it's a 4K program, we have 3K for Head Start, 2-4K classrooms.
Okay.
So it's a little bit of a mix, but so bilingual. We have half of our students are Spanish speakers. We have some students doing ASL. We have a family that speaks Farsi. So there is language that's like flowing through that building.
Yeah,
so
really. Culture, too. That,
lots of culture, yeah. Lots of diversity, and I love that. Yeah.
Nah,
and
the teachers
really... And I've said this a million times. I didn't grow up in Milwaukee. When I see how segregated it can be in this city, it blows my mind because I grew up in a super diverse school. So when I came here, I'm like, why is it so separated? Right. I hate that about this city.
And
Waukesha is pretty
surprisingly diverse,
I agree.
Beautifully diverse, I'd argue.
Yeah. Definitely, yes. And the teachers there are really great at taking the students' cultures and implementing those into the classroom. So each classroom is really switched up each year based off of the classes and the kids in that room.
So what's one thing I should focus on?
What you're saying is DZ and Aaron need to move by me.
Besides selling Waukesha to us, right? Like, what are you saying besides move to Waukesha? What should we look out for with your experience?
Oh, get the fam together.
She said, move by me.
Yeah, really, though? She said, nope, that's the advice. Come over to Waukesha. Bye.
Waukesha's the spot.
Too
Go ahead,
funny.
Start.
She's saying, check it out, maybe.
Okay.
That's
fair. Check it out.
You guys are in Bayview, so you have to factor in. And Aaron, you know, works at NPS, so you have to factor in. Driving when we're on the air in the morning is all on Aaron, and who knows if that's
busing,
feasible.
You know, when busing becomes a thing. But, hey,
you
Eva,
never
say never,
yeah.
And we appreciate the advice.
And good thing for you guys, there's Head Start programs all over the place.
That part.
So look up your local Head Start program.
All right.
That might be the vibe.
Thank you so much for your call.
Have a good morning, guys.
You too. Bye.
Victoria in West Dallas texted in and said, DZ, just send him to Milwaukee Spanish Immersion. Did an internship there, and it was an amazing school. Lots of people are sending in their advice on, you know, what you should do.
I've heard it before.
Where you should go.
I've gotten nods of approval from people.
A 4K teacher says, they texted in and said, 4K teacher here. Oh, it's Mandy in Lake Geneva.
Hi, Mandy.
She said, ask about curriculum. Why can't I say that word? Why is it all of a sudden I can't say that
curriculum?
Word? Curriculum?
Curriculum.
Say it for me. Wow, dude.
You say the sentence, I'll get to the
Thank
curriculum.
You.
Read it one more time.
No. Forget you.
I'll just say the word for you.
I can't stand you sometimes. Is it play-based? You don't want him sitting at a table doing worksheets. Is there a social, emotional?
Oh, curriculum.
Thank you.
Is it play-based curriculum or so?
Curriculum.
You got
it. No, I don't want to say it anymore. All of a sudden, my brain doesn't work. Yeah.
Allie's curriculum
and,
shy.
And the worst part is, my language is English, and I can't speak it. So,
bro, I'd say you speak better English than I do.
Sammy's already better than me at this point. Jeez. All right. Brittany's in Milwaukee, last but not least. Hi, Brittany. Or
Morning.
Should I say Buenos Dias?
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Buenos Dias, Brittany.
Buenos dias, Allie and DZ.
Hey, talk to us.
I'm the one that texted in about the French immersion.
Bonjour.
I was also going to mention Spanish immersion because there is German immersion, Spanish immersion, and French immersion.
Mm-hmm.
And the cool thing is about it is, like I said in my text message, is you get full-on that language until first or second grade. It's up to the parents to teach the English in the household until then.
Oh, that's cool.
And then you learn every single class, like Spanish, social studies, math, all of that is in the language as well.
Oh, that's fire. I didn't know that.
By the time I was in fifth grade, I was fluent in French, and it was a great experience.
So you didn't speak French until you went to the French? It's not like you grew up in a French-speaking family? Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah.
Whoa,
amazing.
That's when your parents really... And what
do you do with
French now? If you don't mind me asking.
I unfortunately don't do anything with
talks
French
to men.
Anymore.
Yeah. talks to me, Allie.
I do know a lot of the people that I went to school with do actually teach at French immersion now.
Wow.
So that's really cool. My goal was originally to do like fashion design and like go to France for fashion design, but I went a different direction for my life.
Yes,
completely.
Girl.
No, but that's cool.
It's a dream.
It's really cool because all three of those schools actually combine into middle and high school, and they offer like Chinese and Japanese as well.
Now, random question.
Go on.
Can you switch at any point in time? Say you go into like like sixth grade, seventh grade doing French. And then all of a sudden you meet a little Japanese honey dip and you all of a sudden you konnichiwa. What? Can you switch? Can you switch?
You can do whatever you want, right?
You would still take French, but you are able to take like Japanese and Chinese as an elective. I took Japanese.
Can I just, this is amazing. Okay, well, thank you so much for calling.
Seriously, you're welcome.
We appreciate you. DZ, I don't know if I told you this. You know, Owen's obsessed with Duolingo. And he was, for real, the other day I heard him and I turned to him. I go, what are you saying? He goes, I'm doing my Norwegian, Mom. The guy is still working on Norwegian.
Oh, he's
my
full seventh Viking. Grader. You let him live.
We're going.
Skull!
We're going, baby. What?
Huh?
Huh?
Hold on.
I'm sorry. I'm busy.
I'm busy. What do you wait? Wait, what?
No, I'm eating. Oh. Now you put that down. I'm eating.
Good morning. 103.7 Kiss FM is Allie and DZ. Uh-huh. Now, okay. Now I'm busy. You go.
Fine. Buenos dias. Good morning. Oh, my gosh. So,
hold on.
It's a beautiful day on this show.
So many faux pas are being broken.
I don't even know where to start.
Unspoken rules. I don't even care.
Let me tell you about our listeners. You guys are the best. And Miko already knows this. He calls into the show, and I've seen him out and about. Where'd you see me? At Hibachi, Miko? Is that where you saw me? Yep. You got to talk into the mic. He's not a radio guy. He doesn't know.
Listen, his hands are blessed either way, though.
You can't be far away. But Miko, good morning.
Good morning.
Nobody saw this one coming except us.
Oh, and I'm so thankful.
So we're going to get into Am I the Jerk here in a second, but we're too busy eating because Miko, one of our favorite listeners who calls in occasionally, and we've met before, has opened a restaurant. In Grafton. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And, you know, we're really not supposed to give airtime, but screw it. I'm starving. And I'm eating and I don't care.
he literally pulled up and said, Miko, bro, I brought y'all a little taste of home. Okay, oh, Lord.
Let me not be rude. Miko, you're Puerto Rican, right?
That is correct.
Mm-hmm. Wepa!
Okay. No, I'm really eating. See? Okay. So tell us, I saw the Puerto Rican rice, and I was like, oh, I'm going to lose my mind.
Because you grew up eating that stuff with the homies.
One of my best friends, Vanessa, I used to go to her aunt's house every day after school, and I would just scoop in Puerto Rican rice like it was
And
I would stay skinny, and it was great, man.
It's always there.
It was high school, you know?
It was never not there. It was always on the pot.
The pot that never ends.
Always there.
It was always on the stove, the same spot, and you knew it was full.
But you know I don't eat rice anymore because of my weight loss.
Correct.
So Miko brought us food from his new restaurant, M&M Eats. Where is it in Grafton, by the way?
It is literally right in downtown Grafton on Wisconsin Avenue.
Oh, well, congratulations on the new spot. You have all kinds of different food here, though. You brought me some butter chicken, which is Indian, right?
That is correct.
So wait a second. So do you have just like all kinds of different food?
So
while I eat.
You go while I eat, too.
No, that's fine. So literally, it is a tapas restaurant. It is small plates.
I love tapas.
My small plates will rotate. Mm-hmm. It'll rotate between Indian, Mediterranean, Italian, Spanish, you name it.
So you have all kinds of food.
That is correct.
Oh, man.
But the main reason is because I rent out of a location called BSG Cocktails.
Got it. Oh!
He's Indian. So to pay homage to him, I'm like, all right, we're going to have at least 3-4 items on the menu that'll be Indian.
Mm-hmm.
That's rotation. Nice. That's love. That's appreciation. That's how you, man, make a connection and keep... No,
did he
grows.
Bring... Are those empanadas?
Those are empanadas.
You know, DZ has an empanada tattoo.
I didn't know that.
It's his thing. Look, he'll show you.
Oh, wow.
DZ...
you already know, papi.
Besides his wife and children, his first love is empanadas.
Oh, yes. 100%. Before I met my wife, I was in love with empanadas.
Yeah, so there's chorizo and ground beef.
Oh, my God.
Allie, I already tore my chorizo one up. And they're more keto friendly, Allie. This is a thing.
He said I could eat them.
Yes,
they're only a third cup of flour in the whole thing. The rest is olive and coconut and almond and it's totally.
Well, the good news is I got cleared to work out yesterday, so I can work out a little more today if I have a tiny bit of flour.
If we need it,
okay.
Let's go. All right, who's cooking the food? Because I see you got the chef shirt on, you know, Chef Miko, if you will.
That is I.
Ooh, are you classically trained? I just have a love for food. No. Did you take some courses? What's the word?
I'm from New York, so I went to New York restaurants.
Yes, East Coast baby.
Wow.
My dad's from Jersey. That's where the East Coast side comes from in me. Go on.
At least you don't have the Jersey hair.
Thank God. My grandma did, though, let me tell you. Yeah. But go on.
But no, DZ. So literally, trained in New York and raised by five ladies. My mom, my grandma, three aunts, and that's where all my cooking comes from.
Hell yeah.
No, you can taste it. For real, though. You can taste the training and you can taste the love because this is insane.
Dude, thank you so much for pulling up on us and bringing us food. And congratulations. You said you were coming.
I told you when it opens, I'm going to bring it. And I'm Puerto Rican, so we don't play with food.
Nope.
If we say we're doing food, we're doing food. We're bringing it.
Latinos will play about everything else but food.
For real.
But food.
For real. Oh, my gosh. Well, my mouth is on fire, but in a good way.
The best way.
Tell them how much how weak I am with spice. I like flavor.
I mean, look at her.
I know I'm white, but I have... Come on!
No, and that's not what I meant. I meant you over there chugging your drink.
No, I'm really white. Let's be real.
I didn't mean the white thing at all.
I did.
You funny.
I did. Coincidence. I'm the one who bought Frank's Red Hot when I bought hot sauce, okay? Does that not tell you I got
touché.
Issues?
Touche. I'm sweating. See, now I'm hot.
I almost asked you. It's like, are you Wisconsin white? Like, you know, can't handle spice?
Nah, she grew up in SIU. You know, Southern Illinois. She's Southern Illinois white.
But my dad loved to make Indian food because his roommate in college was Indian. You might not know this about me.
I did not know this.
So Stan loved to, when he cooked once in a blue moon, made Indian food all the time.
Stan loved him a little tikka masala?
Oh, yeah.
Rapa, Stan.
Oh, yeah. My parents got down, you know.
Let's go.
So, I mean, I always say I like flavor, but my spice ability has gotten better as I've gotten older.
And
you
won't not eat it, though.
And I made
this
mild.
Is good.
Yeah.
And I made this mild.
So.
Are you kidding me?
Oh, no, I'm like 100%.
Oh, this is good.
Are you one of the cats that asked what kind of spice level, through five?
Yes, sir. You know,
say less. I'm coming for the five, Miko.
Okay, wait. When they have the pepper on the menus, like I'm like one or two.
Yep. Okay. I'm coming for the five.
Well, this should be perfect for you.
This is really good, though. I like the spice of
this.
Okay. Anyway, all right. Thank you for coming by, Miko.
You're very much welcome.
Real
we
one.
Love you,
real
and it was nice to see you today. Thank you for bringing us food. We love food. So,
and like I said, there's a lot more
in the kitchen.
In the kitchen. So yeah,
our coworkers better back up.
Hey, I was gonna say, can we play one? Because I got to go protect our plates.
If you really need to,
it's up to you, bro.
Oh, you know what? Let's play a little boo thing. Give us a minute. In 50 seconds, and we'll be back with Am I the Jerk? Will we go steal the food?
I think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the Jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Replacement Rachel, and I named her today, not DZ for once.
This might be one of my favorite names. It's so good. Replacement Rachel.
Because she basically killed her neighbor's fish. Say what it is. Mm-hmm. Adrian in Milwaukee texted in, fish can go live missing a few days. What? Adrian, I don't understand what you tried to text in. That fish was already on the way out. You know what, Adrian? Ugh. Okay, we know which way he's going today. So you said, which way, jerk or not the jerk, for replacing the neighbor's fish that they forgot to feed?
A little tough, but I'm more leaning towards the not the jerk because they were at least conscious and said, I'm going to replace the fish, and hopefully you're happy, you don't notice, and you come back to a live fish because they felt that bad.
This
they
is killed not the, your they kid's killed the fish. This is your neighbor. This is not your fish.
They could have just left it. They could have just said, oh, well, the fish died. Oh, well. Clearly, the fish was sickly if it died on my watch, right?
Well, like, let's go to Lisa.
Could have been
Lisa.
way shadier.
You're right. Fine, I guess, if we're spinning it. Let's go to Lisa in West Dallas, who she called it Stallywood. The mayor's really going to love that one.
I support.
I'm being sarcastic.
Better than Dirty Stallus.
He gets so mad when I call it Stallus. I'm sorry.
Shout out Stallywood.
Dan would love Stallywood. I think he might like that one. I'm going to see his face next time I see him.
Oh, they're on the first name basis.
Listen up, Dan Devine.
Daniel.
And how many suburbs do we actually know who the mayor is? Let's be real. None.
Shout out Chevy, though.
Well, I'm saying suburbs.
No, I know. That's why I said shout out Chevy, though.
For sure. But when it comes to suburbs, I have no idea.
Now we know Dan.
Dan, it's Stallywood now. All right. So, Lisa, are you going to say jerk or not the jerk for lying and replacing the neighbor's dead fish?
Oh, I cannot stand when people lie about things. She could have totally been flipping honest.
Mm-hmm. Fair.
And the fact that there was no honesty here and they just did it, I'm going to say they're a jerk for doing that. And hold on, they forgot for 2 days and it died. How was that fish on its way out if she didn't feed it for 2 days? Let me see me not feed you for 2 days and see how you feel.
I thought fish could last a really long time without eating. Maybe I'm wrong. Well, I didn't have many pets growing up. Actually, any pets growing up.
Yeah, but you don't know how long the people also didn't feed the fish before they told the neighbors.
You see, that's what I'm saying, though. Like, was this fish on the way out? we don't actually know.
Oh, somebody texted in and said, plot twist. What if the fish was already dead and they asked her to feed him so she'd find him? Our listeners are shady.
Double, triple plot twist. Hold on, bro. Y'all are making me sweat.
They ended it with not the jerk after all that. That novel they wrote. You guys are hysterical.
In the world of
theories. They already know. Their house is cameraed. They see her replace it. They're like, oh, she's so kind.
And if they have kids, they can blame it on the neighbor not feeding the fish instead of themselves.
In a world of theories and in the am I the jerk realm of we don't actually know the full story, any of this is feasible, y'all.
We're diabolical.
I swear we are something else. We're wicked. Mm-hmm. But I love us. Anything's possible.
So, what did Lisa say? What did you say, Lisa? Jerk?
I think she's a jerk for forgetting about the fish.
And for lying. I hate the lying part.
Oh.
She still could have replaced. I hear because she could have replaced the fish, done it all, and still said, hey, I killed the last
and
one.
And this
though,
is about a moral dilemma. And I do want to say 75% of our listening audience admit it. We'll lie to people, please. Okay? Mm. Admit it. You think you're afraid to confront or don't want to hurt people's feelings. I don't even want to do that, right? So you're like,
I would have texted.
Goldie said,
sorry.
Oh, Lisa, come on.
Lisa, you are cutthroat.
You're so funny.
Bye, Lisa.
Bye,
Lisa. Go say hi to Dan.
Love you, bye, Lisa. All right. Next up on the phones, we have Christina with the blue hair.
Oh, we just keep getting more and more firecrackers.
Good morning. I got a little bit of voice pack.
Okay.
So first of all, I'm going to need y'all to stop giving this fish all these illnesses. Little Nemo was probably healthy as a horse.
I heard the fish had Lyme disease.
Stop!
Lyme scales, yeah, for real. Had Lyme scales.
Oh, Lord. So I'm going to say the jerk, but not all heroes wear capes. I would do the same thing.
Stop!
Jerk in solidarity.
Well, the video of me changing the fish. I'm changing it.
You are out of control.
And
all
you're
right.
not saying nothing, though?
Not going to call me irresponsible, even though I was.
Even though I was.
I got an image. With you guys.
I got an image to uphold.
You're not going
to
call me in my name.
I cannot with you guys.
Right.
All right. Christina, goodbye. Here we go again.
Much love. Bye.
This is how we're good people.
Her voice is getting better. But I ain't mad at you. I would have done it too.
Fine. Bella and Kenosha, last but not least, she's got her own theme song from calling 5 days in a row. Bella!
Buenos dias.
Oh, man, the calls just keep getting better.
Bella would not decide which way she was going to go on this. You heard they both said jerk.
Yeah. So at first I was like 100% bring the room, bring the vacuum, and then I was like, but what kind of fish is it?
Why?
Right, like is it a goldfish or is it like a freshwater, not a fresh, a saltwater fish where you can like maintain the tank
and do
all this, like it's expensive to do that.
The price difference.
Yeah, murder was
I got a little fish at home.
What do you want, dude? Like, what do you mean?
One's a $3 to $5 to maybe $10 replacement. One's a $100 to $200, maybe $500 replacement.
And this is why I don't own fish. See, I didn't know that.
Shout out Lopez.
He's listening on the Odyssey app right now at home.
Fish is listening. Hey, shout out Lil Pez.
She said her fish is listening on the Odyssey app.
Pez is fish in Spanish. It's little fish. Lil Pez.
Yeah, see? Lil Pez.
And it kind of sounds like Lopez, so the fish is definitely Hispanic.
You know, I love fishing and I love my little fish, but I have to say jerk because you lie. That you be scandalous.
She's only doing that because the fish is listening.
Liar, fish fryer, lie.
That's right. Man.
Free the fish. Yeah, there ain't no way that they don't know that you did that, but they definitely know now because you wrote into Am I the Jerk?
Yeah,
Rachel.
Well. Replacement Rachel. Get it straight.
Replacement Bella. Rachel.
About to be regretful, Rachel.
Oh, that's a good one.
Right.
All right, Bella.
She's probably getting a text right now.
Love you, Bella. She's getting a text.
All right,
have a good day.
Love y'all.
Much love,
Bye.
Fan peace.
Wow. So it's jerk.
Vacuum sealed jerk.
Yes, it is. For lying and replacing the neighbor's dead fish.
I didn't think it was going to go this way. Can I be real?
Mm-hmm.
I thought we were just going to all be like, you know what? No, at least they replaced the fish. Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, vacuum sealed jerk. But I hear it. It's the lie.
Mm-hmm.
Little white lie at that, but a lie is still one a lie.
Let's
right?
see what the texts say. Annalise texted in and said, jerk. She should have just been honest and offered to replace it then.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Allie in Menominee Falls said, jerk, but I agree with Christina with the blue hair. I would do the exact same thing. What is wrong with you guys?
At least they're honest in saying jerk, but I'd be the jerk too.
No, you guys don't get a pass for being honest that you'd lie?
Because they called themselves out and said, listen, jerk, but respectful.
You hear this? You're saying I'm being honest about lying. What is wrong with you? You know what? I'm over all of you.
I'm
right
not.
Now.
Hey, I will never admit to a murder. Whether a fish or other.
Oh,
chill
my
away,
gosh.
Chill out. That sounded really horrible.
Nuts. That did
that
sound
sounded
really
horrible.
Come on, man. Virginia and Racine said, not the jerk. Okay.
Hey, it doesn't matter what anybody else got to say. This has worked out. Mm-hmm. This is a sweep, vacuum, jerk.
Jerkity jerk. All right. You ready to give away? You ready to give away these Disney on Ice tickets?
Yeah.
We're fast moving right now.
Let's put jerk on ice and give away Disney on ice.
But bump. And then, actually, you know what? I'm going to tell you a great story after we give away these tickets about something I talked to Owen about, if he was okay with me dating.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to believe what he said after I would give away these
tickets. You talking to the boys more openly about dating?
I am. And when I tell you what Owen said, you're either going to be crying or laughing. I'm not sure which one you're going to feel.
All right. You thought you was going to sneak that in the conversation and me not notice. Yeah, no, I noticed. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. First things first, Disney on Ice.
Disney on Ice, 414-533-1037. We're going to take caller 33. You're going to be going to Disney on Ice at Fiserv Forum on February 15th. We're sending you to the 6:30 p.m. show. Good luck. Caller 33, you're going. 103.7 Kiss FM. Good morning. It's Allie and DZ.
Buenos dias. Ah! Dang, bro.
Thank
the
you.
Hell?
What do you mean, what the hell? We're eating. That's what the hell.
What the hell? Why'd you call me out?
Sorry, my bad. But you know why I called you out? Because you were eating and I was answering the phone. So
you're
I was
wrong.
Jealous.
You ain't wrong.
Because our boy Miko brought us food. Shout out, Miko.
Get it in when you can, bro.
All right. So the show is fast moving. I told Miko, I said, you can stay in the studio, but you just have to watch because we're busy over here,
facts,
man.
Bro.
So enjoy the show while we're in here. All right. Let's go to the phones.
Live recording.
For real. Heather is in Waukesha this morning.
Morning, Heather.
Hi, Heather.
Hi.
What's going on in Waukesha?
What you up to?
I'm just driving to work.
Boo. Oh, but yeah, that sucks. Where do you work, though? We're nosy.
I'm a teacher. I teach fourth grade.
Oh, fourth grade.
My wife's a teacher. That's cool. Well, then you're cool. You cool.
Well, Heather, do you have any kids?
I don't, but I have nephews that I'm super excited to go.
It's not a requirement to have kids because lots of adults love Disney. Let's not get it twisted. And the fact that you want to spoil your nephews is even better.
Even nicer. Because I hope you win these tickets one day.
Stop it.
Oh, thank you.
Heather, you're going to Disney on Ice.
AKA today.
Congratulations. We are hooking you up with not two, four tickets to go to Disney on Ice. So you don't have to leave anybody out, okay?
Hopefully you don't. If you got that many nephews, dang.
Then you're in trouble.
Yeah.
You know?
That's awesome. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome.
The show is at Fiserv Forum, and you're going to the show on February 15th because it comes for multiple days. So there's different shows, which I love because then parents can work it out for themselves. If you're a single parent like me, you only have your kids certain days. Maybe it's not your weekend.
Well, in different times, too.
In different times.
You can work it around nap times because, like, let's be honest, with me with littles, I got to think about that.
You have the nap time. Mm-hmm. I don't have the nap time anymore, so I don't care.
You remember the nap time, though. Mm-hmm. You had to plan your day around nap time.
The whole thing was the whole day revolved around. I remember.
Exactly. Maybe she don't got to worry about nap time with her nephews, but hey.
She's going.
She's going.
All right, Heather. Well, I got all of your info, so we are going to make sure somebody contacts you, and you'll be going to the show at Fiserv Forum. Congratulations, okay?
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Hey, Heather, are you single, by the way?
I am.
Do you date?
It's been a while.
She says, why? I do, though.
Wait a second. You know I'm nosy. Why?
She's focused on her life and career.
Oh, forget that. You don't want to date anymore? You're not feeling it these days?
No, I want to. It's just that it's hard, you know, with balancing a job and career and everything.
I feel it.
She's all about career.
She's focused.
That a girl.
She's focused. She's boss babe out here. That's why.
Fine. I respect that. Well, fine. I'll talk about my dating life and my children then, and we'll let you go to work. Enjoy your day, okay?
Live vicariously. Have a good one. Bye.
All right. So, DZ, where were we?
All right. Talk that talk.
Talk about this. Okay. So you know that, some people might not have heard this yesterday, but I posted on Facebook and Instagram and I was talking about how I'm trying to be more present and do quality time activities with my kids.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because they're 11 and 13, Owen and Hudson. And even though we're all in the same house a lot of the time, they're ignoring me or they're in their rooms. And I get it.
They're older.
It's that age, right?
So, but these times are fleeting because they're only getting older. It's not like they're getting younger, right?
Well, and like last night, night, you know, I knocked on Owen's door. I was so excited to tell him that I had said, done the ninja fade trend on the air.
Yeah, of course, man.
I was so excited. And he goes, Mom, I'm on a call. Not now.
Excuse you?
That's what I said. But then I was like,
on a call on what phone?
His phone that I
that
pay
who
for.
Pays for?
Me.
So
I
you
know.
Oh, so you using my phone right now on a call.
I know.
Hand me the phone.
I didn't,
call
though.
Terminated.
I'm just so happy they have friends, okay?
I feel you. I'm talking this talk, but no, you act like I'm going to do this to my kids all the time.
As a parent, you're just so happy they have friends, honest to God.
You're like, oh, excuse me.
You're like, my bad. Oh, no. Go ahead and talk to your friends. Like, enjoy.
So, I'll share my joy later, honey.
Play with your friends, whatever. So he's like, I'm on a call. And then he goes back to his whatever game he's playing on his computer with his friends.
Man was on a Zoom.
He sure was. He was doing something.
Vibing, though. I love it.
It's fine. But where I'm going with this is that I took Owen out to lunch on Sunday, and we went and ate, and I was like, well, what are we going to talk about?
Yeah. Really, though. No, you guys are evolving in relationship, well, and it's like, well, his interests are growing and different.
He won't talk to me about anything. It's difficult to really get them to talk, especially a 13-year-old boy.
Right.
You know?
Now, I remember them days, for sure.
Oh, my
for
gosh.
Sure.
So if I say anything, so finally I said, you dating anyone? He goes, ew, Mom.
And he gave you the look, ew, Mom look.
And I go, well, would you tell me if you were? He goes, no.
Okay, so he might be dating somebody.
So
okay,
I said,
okay.
Well, do you like someone? He goes, Mom, I'm not talking to you about this. And I go, well, I thought you said some girl had a crush on you. And he goes, Mom, we found out that wasn't the case. She's just weird.
Wait a second.
Him and his brother were like, somebody likes Owen. And then he came back and goes, nah.
Never mind.
False alarm.
Never mind.
She didn't like me like
She's
that.
She's just a very nice person.
She was just very strange. Anyway, and I don't know the whole story, so I didn't ask.
Well, you've been doing really good, and you've said this, and I've realized this. Hmm. You've been letting him live. You've been letting him grow into his own, and you're not like, not that you pried before.
You know how hard it is for me, though. You know me.
But you're an interested mother, and you're an invested mother at that. So you want to know what's going on in their lives, and I feel like you've been letting him just kind of navigate his own.
I want to
and
know
letting
everything.
Him come to you when he needs it.
I want the tea. I
so
want to know.
I know
everything.
That. I know that. FOMO to the MOMO.
But,
I get it.
So I have minded my own business.
But you
if
have.
He doesn't want to tell
and
me.
And I just want to say shout out to you for that because
Thank
that's
you.
Huge at this age. Because
Thank
my
you.
Mother didn't do that.
Ah, she would go through your stuff and try.
Bruh.
To.
I well, mean, above and beyond. It's mm-hmm. not even like you. Name it, she probably did it
mm-hmm.
for real.
Mm-hmm.
But
well, and look, I'm not afraid to go through his phone if I have to.
If you
he's
had
only,
to,
he's
obviously,
only 13.
You're
let's
protecting
be real.
Your baby, but yeah.
But yes, at 13, I wouldn't have told my parents anything either. Ooh, gross, right? and then to have the diff, he's a boy, I'm a girl. Now he's really grossed out. He's like, Mom, ew. Versus if it's,
I don't want to talk
about
yeah.
his dad,
yeah.
fine.
Right.
So where I'm going with this is, you know, I've been seeing somebody new.
I know new boo.
Uh huh. It's going very well, and we're almost to. Towards a month now of like seeing this guy.
I'm leaning towards a name, but I don't want to give it too much energy just because it's a couple's name.
What?
Shut up. Just continue
what
on.
What do you mean it's a couple's you, name?
Yeah. Yeah.
What
yeah.
are you talking about?
You heard me, Bennifer.
A couple's name?
You heard me, Bennifer. Move on. I'm still workshopping this, okay?
Okay.
That was just a side quest well, mission, real quick statement.
I've said openly on the air that, you know, we talk on the phone every night.
You guys
know?
Talk a lot.
And so when because I don't see him every day, so obviously I want to check in late at night and hear his voice, or I need that for the connection.
Uh-huh. Oh, Allie, you talk more on the phone with this guy than I talk on the phone with my wife.
Fine. You know, you've also been married 100 years, okay? So
don't you deflect. Don't you deflect. You be out here communicating.
Let me live. You know what?
No, go on.
And
you've got a new
to
boo.
Know each other.
Right, right.
So, you know, I want to spend time talking to him. From the Nicolay Law Studios, this is WXSS and HD1 Wauwatosa, Milwaukee. So let's be real. The
yeah.
kids hear me on the phone. It's
All the time?
It's not like when they're 3 and 5 or like your kids who are 1 and 3
not paying
and
attention.
They don't know because mm-hmm. or they're already asleep for the night.
Mm-hmm.
My kids are awake later than I am, okay?
Usually, right?
I go to bed before them now, everybody.
Fair.
So, and you know I got an old house. You can hear everything in that house.
Little creaks and cracks.
And so I'm trying to be quiet, but they know and they'll come in and be like, who are you talking to?
Who you on FaceTime Ooh. With? Because can they hear him talking?
No, hell no.
Because you got ear pods in.
Or I hold it up to my ear because I know if I don't, if we're on FaceTime, they would see.
And they could hear a male voice on speaker or something. Like some people talk on speaker like that. Or FaceTime, right.
No, I'm not letting them hear our conversation.
Just a clarifying question.
So they know I've been talking to somebody and they've been teasing me about it.
Yeah, they're just hearing Mom blush through the phone. That's all.
Whatever, dude. So when I was at lunch with Owen, look at me.
I know. Thank you.
You know what, Miko? Who asked you. Forget you, Miko.
My man's is in here vibing like, ooh.
If you missed it, Miko came in to bring us food. Now, you know what? I got two dudes in here. This is a problem.
He's over here watching the novella right now. He's watching the soap opera.
Fine, Miko,
this is the Young and the Reckless.
Enjoy, okay? Well, because this is the Young and the Reckless, for real. So we're at lunch the other day, and I asked him all these questions about his dating, and then I said, well, you know, like, for real, though, I haven't talked to you one-on-one about me dating. I've talked to you and your brother, but how do you feel about mom dating?
Good question.
And because
good moment, too, because it's just y'all two, right?
It's just us, and he is 13. He's not stupid, you know what I mean? He knows what's going on. And I said, I've been very careful. I've only introduced you to one guy, you know, back in the day. That was Pottery Guy. If you follow the show, you know the whole story.
And they didn't even realize he was your boyfriend then, probably.
Like, they were like four and six yeah. when that happened.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they thought he was nice, but then they forgot about him, and we all moved on. Everybody moved on with their lives, which is great. Now they're very aware, and they know what's going on. So I'm like, you know, I've only brought one guy around you, but you know mom's not going to bring you around anybody unless it's really serious. But I do want to know how you feel about me dating since I can't hide it from you. And what he said next blew my mind.
What'd he say?
I almost started crying.
What'd he say?
I almost started crying.
What did he say?
It's so dark yet...
You look like you about to start crying, bro, for real, for real.
You know what, hit a song. It's so dark yet light.
Oh, no.
I'll tell you in 2 minutes what he said.
Of course we got to slow it down a second to hear what's next.
You can run into work, turn on the Odyssey app if you don't have it on yet.
Run into where? No, you're going to be late today. Better call boss and let him know you ain't going to make it right on time. We got to hear the rest of this one.
I couldn't believe what he said, you guys. Hold on, I'll tell you next. Kiss FM. Are we back?
I guess.
I was going to move on with my life and not tell you what Owen said when I asked him if he was okay with me dating.
No, Mr. Nosey's in the studio and I need to know. Spill the tea. You got a new boo in your life and you was talking to your oldest about it. Mm-hmm. He said something out of pocket.
I almost started crying, you guys, because it was not what I expected him to say.
Do I got to check my nephew?
No.
That's all I got to do. Do I got to check my nephew?
I don't think so. I think you may start crying when you hear what he said.
Wait, you know I'm not a crier, dog.
You're not, actually.
Like, I'm an emotional individual, but I'm not like a crier.
He says to me, so I say, Owen, if you missed the last part, too bad. Go back and listen on the Odyssey app. No, I'm out to lunch with Owen, having some quality time, and I said, but really, how do you feel about me dating? Because they know I've been talking to somebody. They can hear me on the phone.
Right.
And they're not stupid, and they even make fun of me for it. I'm not going to lie. They saw his name come up on my text, and I never heard the end of it. Like, every day, I'm not saying his name on the air. Make up a fake name.
Roger.
They'll be like, is it Roger? You know, and I'll be like, oh, jeez. Oh, yeah. So that happens all the time. So Owen says to me, when I say, are you okay with me dating? And he goes, yeah. And I go, really?
Oh, he just said cool?
And he goes, yeah. And I go, wow.
Why would I cry about that?
I didn't expect that because of what he says next. He goes, Mom, I don't want you to die alone.
Oh. Hey, wait, what?
He said, Mom, I don't want
really
you
might, to... I really might. Wait, I might cry. Hold on.
He said, Mom, I don't want you to die alone. And I was...
Chill.
And I looked at him and I go, I'm not going to die alone. I'm following you everywhere you go. What do you mean? I'm not dying alone.
That got really real, really fast. He said, I don't want you to die alone.
Isn't that really deep? It's really
deep. That's really deep, really sweet, but also at the same time, like, just a hint of sad. Like, that's not something he should worry about.
Right.
Right?
Thank you. Thank you. And I never thought he did. And so that made me sad because their dad's remarried.
Yeah.
They only know their dad. Oh. They don't even forget. They don't even probably remember their stepmom not being there at this point.
Sure. Because
we got divorced when they were babies,
and
right?
And she's been around for a while.
And she's been around for a while. So Hudson really doesn't remember her not being there. So
maybe Owen a tiny bit. Maybe.
Yeah. So it's really, I didn't expect Owen to say that. It blew my mind. And he goes, well, I'm moving to Canada. And I go, well, then when are we leaving?
You mean we?
I'm following my babies. I'm not dying alone. He goes, Mom, you can't come. And I go, oh, yeah. Oh. And I said, you really, that's what you worry about? He's like, yeah, I don't want you. And I never thought they think about that stuff. And
I
so
would
that
have
made
never
me
considered.
Sad.
Well, and even at his age, because he is older, right? Mm-hmm. And though he is older and I'd say mature for his age, he's not an adult.
No.
He hasn't had adult experience.
He's in seventh grade. He just started middle school. Let's not forget.
I know he's in seventh grade as a 7-footer, but he's a baby.
He is.
In our hearts, that man is still a baby. Yeah. And I will never not think of him as the little boy that used to run up to me when I was still interning and working promo and street team and overnight stuff back in the day.
You've seen him since they were little because you've been in this building for years.
I've seen him grow up, right?
You
so to watch him go from my hip to now I'm at his, that's crazy.
That's actually a funny comparison. Yeah. It's like what being standing on the Bucks by the Bucks.
You
so
feel
true.
Me? Like, that's what it feels like. It went from him at my hip to now I'm at his because he's a giant, but he's still a child. Mm-hmm. He's still a young man. Well, and though he's a great young man at that, you think that's not something that he's going to think about because he hasn't had that love experience.
No, but they're worried
about
me.
Don't mean he don't understand love.
Isn't that sweet?
Don't mean he doesn't know what it feels like. And don't mean he doesn't know he wants you to feel that for life.
Aww.
So that's huge. That's great. You're right. I'm getting a little emotional thinking about that.
Right?
But it makes me sad that he's worried about it because he shouldn't have to
agree. And I feel like I don't even feel like it's a show. I feel like I'm pretty independent and happy I'm okay without a dude. It's nice to have one, but honestly, it's nice to have someone to talk to and a companion to do things with, but it's also nice to do whatever the hell I want. I've said that about being single, and people in relationships know what I mean. I watch what I want. I eat what I want. I do what I want. So that's a hard part too of meeting somebody is letting some of those things go.
And when she wants to.
Thank you. So
long as the kids aren't
nobody's
around.
Nobody's next to me snoring. Nobody's, you know what I mean? I got the whole bed. The other side's got snacks and the remote.
Nah, you got to gas that for sure. You got to gas that because by no means are you saying that you're like thriving only when you're with somebody because that is the furthest thing from the truth.
Right.
Yeah, you got to know how to thrive alone before you can thrive with anybody.
Well, and do you know what my cynical self said?
What?
You know what I said next?
I didn't even think about your response to what he might have said then.
Well, after I said, I'm not going to die alone, I'm following you everywhere. And he's like, no, you're not. And I go, well, Owen, and no offense. Well, I shouldn't say no offense. This is what I said. I said, Owen, at the end of the day, can I tell you something? Everybody dies alone. And I don't mean to be dark, but I go, nobody dies like the Notebook holding hands. And so even though you're going to be with your wife till you're 100 years old and other people are going to be in relationships, I'm watching this with my parents.
At the end of the
day.
They're
thinking about these things. My dad just had a stroke. They're thinking about what do we want to do if one of us dies.
We go out alone.
You go out alone at the end of the day. And I don't mean to be dark, but I was like, Owen, everybody dies alone at the end of the day.
If we're making this conversation really real, if we're making this conversation really real,
right?
We all, we're born alone and we go alone.
And so I don't.
Ooh, you just gave me chills.
I'm not trying to be like dark, but.
But you're real. No, you're real.
Unless something horrible happens and we don't want to even, I don't even want to go down that route, you know?
Even in that scenario, then, our light still goes out alone.
Mm-hmm.
Bruh.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Regardless.
Are we going to be crying on, dude?
I don't want to talk about this anymore.
I don't either.
Can we go bye-bye now? Not like that kind of bye-bye. Can we just stop?
Can we just stop? I mean, I didn't even read the text.
I like more music now, please.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Michelle in Milwaukee said, way to hit me with tears this morning. Mama bear hitting hard.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, to any parent in this situation, and just any parent in general, man, you don't want your kids to worry about this kind of stuff.
No, not at all.
Can't say you don't appreciate it because you know you got loved ones that just love you that deeply.
Absolutely. Somebody said, Allie, we're in the drop-off line and my 12-year-old daughter was so mad you played a song. She's going to miss what Owen said. She's making me audio record and text it to her. Y'all put it all up on the Odyssey app after the show, you guys.
She don't want to wait that long. She wants the immediate gratification to hear what happened because she had to get out the car. I respect it, but it is going to be on the Odyssey app so you can hear it in full later.
Somebody said, my eyes are sweating. Oh, you guys.
Y'all's too? It must be the heat wave outside.
Oh, okay, bye. Well, we're done. 103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ. Good morning.
Buenos dias, huepa.
Buenos dias. It's been a jam-packed show today, hasn't it?
It's been full, for real. I'm full with it.
We ate. It's been a good day on this show, for sure. And I just want to remind everyone, before I tell you... Well, the observation I had about a couple when I was out to eat the other day, and I want to know what you think about this since you're married, DZ.
Speaking of eating, it kind of brought the thought up, right?
It did
a little bit.
I'm curious on your and the listener's thoughts on this, but just a reminder that Valentine's Day is around the corner, or Galentine's Day, as some of us like to say.
Bro-entine's Day, whatever.
And if you were listening during Women's Small Business Month, we had our girl from 41 Floral on, local flower business, and we're giving away a gift card. Well, she's giving away a gift card.
We He's just helping.
Mm-hmm. And you can go try to win it at 1037kissfm.com. Now, don't tell your significant other you won the gift card to get the flowers.
And not to say it's going to lessen the experience, but you're just going to look way cooler if you just pull up with a great bouquet from 41 Floral.
Yeah, and while you're on our website, there's a lot of other stuff to win this week. A lot.
A lot.
It's our last week to win that membership to Princeton Club and the one-month membership to Electric Beach Tanning and Wellness.
Yep.
I need more coffee.
It's the one-month spa plus. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and do a little tan it up before, since it's the wintertime, the sun is a little more sparing in this time. Keep that tan right. That's what I do.
The sun. The second I see the sun, I just go,
I just fake bake in the winter to keep up with my tan. That's all.
DZ, knock it off. You're so full of it. Oh, man. If you don't know what we look like, the joke's on you.
if you really believe that I'm tanning, teehee.
You haven't looked us up.
I don't know what to tell you. You ain't seen me on social media, have you?
Let me tell you something. I made fun of this the other day when people come up to us now and like, I've been on the air 20 years in Milwaukee.
Yeah.
You've been on the air on Kiss for years. Off and on.
Yep.
And
2 years straight with the show, right.
And so when people come up and say things like, oh, I've never seen you before, I'm like, you never looked on social media once? And
ever?
Because they always decide in their mind, they already know what we look like in their mind.
True.
If they haven't seen us.
This is true.
And
no,
so
you're
it's
right.
Funny. So my point was that this was going somewhere. I got a message from a dude the other day going, oh, I never looked you up before. Damn. And I was like, you know.
Thank you.
Thanks. Okay.
Happy that you're here now. I don't.
See you later. But it's funny when people are like, I never looked before. I just decided what you look like. Okay, so I already told you the story about being out to lunch with my son Owen and doing quality time.
That's right.
And trying to find better ways to spend time and connect with my kids.
As they're getting older and things are changing, right.
So when we were out to eat on Sunday, I told you the story about how he felt about me dating. And if you missed it, we post the whole show after 10 o'clock. I'm sorry. It's all up on our free app.
Yeah, you're going to have to listen back on the Odyssey app, Allie and DZ on Demand.
Find out why we were all crying on the show.
I am not going back to that conversation.
I am not going back to that conversation either. But that being said, I was out to eat and we were at the Mongolian Grill. And so you know how you get up and you go make your bowl and then they cook it on the grill and then you sit down and you get unlimited bowls.
Oh, trust me. I know.
So Owen was doing like 2 to my 1.
Boy was eating. He's a grown boy.
Oh, he was eating. He's like 6'4", this kid, this 13-year-old.
Probably 6'5", by the end of this conversation.
Yeah, 100%. He was up at the grill. And you know me, I'm a people watcher, DZ.
Oh, yeah.
So I want to know,
of course.
How long have you and your wife been married now? 10 years?
Going on 10 years. We got married in 2016.
But you've been together since
we've been
like
together
high
for
school, basically.
15 years, though. Yeah, we've been together since 2011.
You're 31. You guys have been together forever, as far as I'm concerned.
We've been together our entire adult lives.
As long as you've worked at this station for over 10 years now, and I've known Aaron's been with you the whole time.
Aaron has got it out the mud with me. We have literally grown and gone through everything together. Like, that's my person. That's my rock. That's my ride or die. Like, yes.
Well, I have a question.
What's up?
Do you guys, when you go out to eat, do you talk? Because when Owen and I were out and he got up to go to the grill, I was looking around and I was just observing the couples. And maybe it's because I'm dating again and I was thinking about these things.
You're seeing other people around.
I'm noticing. And there's this couple who was older, probably 50s or 60s.
Okay.
Well, 50s isn't even old to me anymore. Probably 60s,
but
honestly.
Older, though.
Older. And they're sitting there and I'm watching them and they're not saying a word to each other and they're not even looking at each other. And I probably noticed because I saw them looking at me, but like they weren't looking at each other.
Oh, they were people watching, but not talking.
I don't know. But it went on for so long that I started to think, this is weird. Like, he would just kind of take a bite, look around, but not at her.
Huh.
She would take a bite and look down.
But not at him?
No. And so this is going on, and I'm like, oh, they look so disconnected. Is this just like years and years of marriage? And then I look at the couple who's in the booth, like in front of us, and the booths were shorter so I could see
them. You could see it, yeah.
And they're giggling, and you could tell they were not a new couple, but they were laughing about
embracing
they were
each
laughing
other's company.
About their jokes together. I heard her go, ha, 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 about something he said, and I'm like, man, when you look at that couple versus that couple, is it not weird when couples don't talk, when they go out to eat and don't talk? Because I watched this couple, I'm telling you, for an hour, not say a word.
Yeah, it's a little strange.
Isn't that weird?
It's a little strange, but then I go to wonder as to what it is. Some people don't like to eat and talk, right? The concept of food in my mouth, right? And it tends to be some of the older generations that are locked into these morals.
No. nothing.
But to not even like, oh, is your food good?
Nothing.
Oh, is this? Because there's that gap period between when you order and the food comes, when you order and the drinks come, mm-hmm. when you're just hanging out well, after one of the people is done.
And people are sitting there for a long time because it's a grill where you can get as much as you want, right?
So it's not like you're just eating quick and leaving. This mm-hmm. is a stay and enjoy and mm-hmm. and just be kind of restaurant.
Well, and then there was like a family with two little kids behind me, and I looked at them even, and I could see that they were talking to the kids. So like there was some kind of interaction, but I'm like,
not with this couple.
The couple that never talks. I find it so strange.
I don't know many couples like this, right?
So weird.
Because even what I will say is I understand when you have kids, mm-hmm. sometimes the attention has to be split. And I get that.
Of course, they're your focus.
Mom and dad aren't going to be sitting there talking and embracing in on a date night is because we're one-to-one and you've got your mess over there with yours. Mm-hmm. I got my mess over here with mine. Mm-hmm. And that's why we're not talking. Mm-hmm. But there's still life at the table, if you will.
That's a good way to put it. Even though you're talking about the kids, you're alive.
There's still life. It felt like you were just
living.
It felt like you were just watching people be alive but not live.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
Look, my friend Callie, who you know well, just texted and said, when we were in Jamaica, it was wild how many couples just sat there and didn't talk. I noticed it a ton.
It might be more normal.
What
I know it
is
might be
that?
Might be in a strange concept to us because we're talkers.
Mm, somebody
not
said
everybody
they might
is.
Have been beefing, but they were hungry. That's actually really funny. They were fighting.
Have you ever been out with your significant other when you ain't necessarily vibing, but you got a vibe because you already decided that it was date night?
Maybe.
We've been there. Well, I'll peel back the curtain. Me and my wife have definitely not talked as much as we have in the past.
Because you're fighting or something?
Got into some random argument
on
about whatever on the way, and now we're both looking at the menu like,
Julia texted in and said, I encounter that a lot at restaurants nowadays. You really hit the nail on the head, DZ, when you said people are alive, but they're not living. Like that, I looked at these people and I was like, even if you're not big talkers, you just look sad. Even if you're an introvert, like you're
what
with your spouse, you can't say one thing.
What's the theory as to why they weren't talking? What did you decide in your head as to why they weren't talking? Because it stood out to you clearly.
And I've seen this before. I decided that they are in a monotonous complacent relationship, and probably had no awareness of how, I don't want to say disconnected, because at least they're out to eat together, but
trying.
But it was weird, especially seeing other couples who were talking, you know?
Because the way
there
you
was
describe-
just nothing going on. I mean, they weren't even looking at each other, and they didn't look mad, you guys.
They didn't look unhappy. That was going to be my next question. Did they look unhappy?
No.
Did they look bothered? Because they could have been arguing, really, though.
He looked like somebody's dad, and he was just kind of looking around.
In the abyss. Just
and
there.
She just never kind of looked up from her food.
Did you watch them leave? Or did you leave before?
We left before, I think.
Because I was going to say, it's important to know, I guess, their relationship. Like, did they walk apart? Mm-hmm. Did they walk together? Because some people just don't talk when they eat.
What if they just didn't have anything to talk about, though? That's even worse.
No, who's to say that's worse? No, they were just enjoying their meal. Some people can really just be in each other's company and be happy. My favorite times spent with my wife, or when we haven't exchanged a word.
And you are comfortable and then you're fine. Like, that's like me and my sisters. We can be in the same room. And it's like
we don't have to fill space.
Yeah,
we could just be together. We don't have to talk. And even though we're in public, we don't have to talk. Mm-hmm. We are just together. And this is the love that we love from one another. Bruh. Oh, man. Now I'm realizing they might just be completely fine and we're really invested too much into their lives.
They didn't look fine to me. They looked bored with they look bored with life. Anna from Milwaukee texted in and said, I hate when I see couples on their phones the whole time. Well, that's another one too, but they weren't even on their phones, which was almost weirder, that's why I noticed, because of the whole kind of staring around.
I would have thought it worse if they were on their phones.
Really?
I appreciate the fact that they were at least just in each other's company in silence. Even if it was silence, it's not like y'all were too sucked into your own cellular device to be with one another.
True. Michelle in Milwaukee texted in and said, communication is the foundation of any relationship in your life. I was only aware of this after I was left for someone else and realized I wasn't missing anything.
Mm.
Oh, so is she saying that somebody left her and then she realized they didn't have any communication?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting, Michelle.
But who's to say this same couple that we're talking about, that we know nothing about,
yeah,
didn't get into the car and gab it up. Mm-hmm. Oh, baby, my steak was so good. How was your chicken? Oh, my gosh,
did
that was so
that
fire. Did you
us?
See that girl staring at us the whole
is that
time?
The girl from the radio
what the hell was
us?
Over there? Do you think that was Allie? I think that was Allie. Why was she looking at us so
Why
much?
Why is her son so tall?
No, that was definitely that. Bro, for real.
No, but you know.
They could have gotten in the car and they could. But they don't like to talk in front of people. Or I don't know.
I don't know. I just think it's weird when couples don't talk at all the whole time. Holly in Sheboygan texted in and said, I was out the other day. There was a couple there that was on their phone the entire meal. Never once did I see them talk to each other. So, Holly, this is what I'm talking about. Like, I sat there and I went. And the other thing is, the couple that was in the booth in front of us, they weren't talking the whole time, but she at least, they made a joke and laughed when the bill came, probably about the server who was taking forever. But you know what I mean? They were at least able to laugh about something and have some communication.
I think we nailed it when we said it's the difference between being alive and living.
You think?
Right? Mm. You know, some people just know how to live and others just know how to be alive.
Doesn't that make you sad?
No.
Why?
Because it's not my problem.
You're right. You're right.
I'm living.
You know what? When you're right, you're right, Susie.
I hate to say it. Like, only reason I got no problem with it is because I feel like I'm living.
Yeah. Carly and Racine texted in, when I'm out to dinner with my kids and my husband, it's always lively at our table because there's always life happening with the kids. Yep. Somebody's doing something they shouldn't be. Mm-hmm. Somebody's not eating. When we're out by ourselves, we enjoy the peace and quiet. We talk, but I bet you there's moments where people look at us like, why aren't they talking?
That's valuable. Maybe it was their one time they've been able to just be in silence.
Lindsay and Frank still said maybe it was their first date. If you had seen this couple, you would die if this was their first date. I mean, you know.
I've painted four no different way. Pictures of these couples, and they look different every time.
I cannot. All right. Well, you know what? To each their own. You said it best. As long as we're living our life, it's on other people.
That's not my chair.
No.
That's not my
problem. Not your chair, not your problem. Thank you, DZ. Bringing it back around.